Let's go back now to the teachers' union conferences taking place this week. Earlier we heard from John Boyne, who's the General Secretary of the INTO. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly is on the line. Emma, the big issue for the INTO, John Boyne says, is the recruitment and the retention of teachers. Is that likely to be the case across the conferences?
It is, Rachel. It really is the big issue across all sectors, both primary and secondary. It's been a very serious problem now for a number of years, and the Department of Education will say, look, we've taken measures to stretch that, to promote the profession. But the unions say that the problem is getting worse, and they say it's compounded by the cost of living crisis here, but also, and centrally, Ireland's housing crisis. So you'll have the INTO, for example, in Derry, where I'm speaking to you from, debating its very first motion. Will look at that cost of living crisis and financial pressures on teachers, the housing crisis and the impact of that on the difficulty of schools, especially, Rachel, most especially schools in urban areas, in finding teachers. But also later in the week, you'll have the TUI looking for all teachers who are first recruited to be given contracts of full hours, so that they can to improve their chances in being able to rent, for example, in cities. At the AST also looking for measures to make it more attractive for Irish teachers who've gone abroad to work to come home.
For the first time, as we heard, in many, many years, the INTO is meeting in Derry. Is this a reminder that it's a 32-county union?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a 32-county union. It represents all primary school teachers in the south, but it represents just Catholic teachers in the main, in the north. And this, Rachel, is a depressing illustration of how segregated the Northern Irish education system is. The INTO on this side of the border is the de facto Catholic trade union, while the Ulster Teachers Union is the de facto union for Protestant teachers. And if you look further at the education system, taking the primary school system, for example, we have 93% of primary schools across Northern Ireland are still segregated along religious lines, and just the remaining 77% are integrated. And this is, Rachel, despite the fact that a commitment was given more than 25 years ago on the Good Friday Agreement to promote the establishment of more integrated schools, and also despite the fact that in survey after survey, parents say that they want their children to be educated with children from the other community.
We've been hearing a lot about teacher staffing numbers this morning. What are the other big issues likely to be this week?
Yeah, there are plenty of issues that will be debated this year. Now, there is no big central pay issue because all of the teacher unions have signed up to the latest pay deal. But there will be debate about how best to spend funds that are in corners of that deal, if you like, sectoral bargaining funds. There will be talk about the need to restore promotional posts that were suppressed during austerity. And this will be part of the overall talk about trying to make the profession more attractive for young people entering it, and also to help them be able to afford to live, for example, in our urban areas. Also, you'll have discussion around things like AI and the potential impact it will have on education. The ASTI, for example, will be tying AI to planned leaving certificate reforms, and these plans to have a much bigger part of assessment assessed through things like essays written during the year or practical or coursework. Obviously, the concern there is that students could use AI to do the work for them, and how do you measure that or stop that? Mm-hmm. Also, things like the rising bureaucratic demands on teachers will be debated.
All right, so a full agenda over the next few days. We'll be hearing from Emma throughout the day and throughout the week here on RTE Radio 1.